Well, good morning, and the Lord be with you. Apologies for some of the technical difficulties, but we just want to welcome you to our first ever Facebook Live message. And I hope everyone is able to find the correct live stream that we are doing right now. So just give a little bit of time for everyone to join in with us. Just a couple of things before we do pray. I just wanted to let you all know that love you all, miss you, wish that we could all be in worship together today, but we do know that God is in our midst even through social media. If this is the way that we can fellowship, then we will continue to press on. And though we might not be here physically together, we know that we are one in spirit. So I just want to thank you for joining us today and tell you that we are thinking of you. We love you. We're glad to be in fellowship in the ways that we are able to. And if you do, if you are visiting with us, and if you have any special needs or any prayer requests, would you please go on to our website at fellowshipinchrist.org and go to our prayer wall, and we would love to pray for you. And also you can contact us at our phone number at 618-967-9575. And if there's any needs that you have, we would love to minister to you. So please just call us or give us a message through our prayer wall. We would love to be there for you. So with all that being said, let us begin with prayer. Father, we come to you today, Lord, and we ask that your spirit would move in our midst, Lord, and wherever all of these people are at today, Lord, I pray that you would quiet their hearts, that you would quiet their minds, that you would give them peace during this time, and Lord, that you would heal all of those who are afflicted by this pandemic, Lord, that you would heal them, that you would take this virus and that you would end it, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you be with me and that your spirit would lead me today and that this message would just strike the hearts of your people today so that we would respond with joy and gladness and that we would apply this message to our lives. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus wept. That's the title of my message today. Jesus wept. Just two simple words. And as we read this in our Bibles, I think that it's easy for us sometimes to just read these two simple words and move on without understanding the weight and the significance of these two words. So I want to remind us that even a couple words can have some significance or be very important to us. For me and my wife personally, I know that there's a couple times in which we remember and enjoy celebrating a couple of different occasions where certain words were said. I know April 4th, 2017, me and my wife celebrate that day for three little words that we said, which is, I love you. But then we also know that on March 10th of 2018, we celebrate another time that we said two words, which is, I do. So as we recognize little words like I love you or I do, the two words or the three words can just be words, but based on the context and the significance and the meaning behind them, they reveal something that is much greater or more powerful. And I think that's what's happening with this text today of John chapter 11, verse 35, where it says, Jesus wept. The Greek word for wept is dakruo. So what the text is telling us is that Jesus dakruo. Jesus wept. Jesus cried. Jesus burst into tears. So I think that this text has a lot of significance and is very powerful. And though it might be the shortest verse in the Bible, I think it might be one of the most revealing about who our God is and what it says about his character. And I think it also reminds those who might struggle, as I have in the past, with being able and being willing to show our emotions, or being able or willing to be vulnerable. I think this text reveals how our God is. And I know that there might be some men in the audience that maybe have been raised to believe this, or they've just personally told it to themselves that real men don't cry. Well, in this text, I think we're going to see that Jesus did cry. And I think he is probably the manliest man who ever lived. So with all that being said, I'd like us to turn to our key text today, which is going to be the 11th chapter of John. If all of you would like to turn there with me with your Bibles or on your Bible apps or however you'd like to turn there with me. It's going to be John chapter 11, and I'm going to start in verse 17, and I'm going to read to verse 35. And it says, "So when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you.' And Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha said to him, 'I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.' Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?' She said to him, 'Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.' And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, 'The teacher has come and is calling for you.' As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, 'She is going to the tomb to weep there.' Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.' Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, 'Where have you laid him?' They said to him, 'Lord, come and see.' Jesus wept." So in this text, we see very clearly that this man named Lazarus had passed away and died. And his sisters, Mary and Martha, were mourning. And they were very saddened by this fact that they had lost their brother. And when they saw Jesus, who they viewed as a friend and as a teacher, they saw him and they came to him crying and said, they knew, "Lord, or teacher, if you would have been here, our brother wouldn't have died." So what's interesting about this is that earlier in the chapter of John 11, we see that Jesus already knew that Lazarus was sick. And Jesus even says that he knew that Lazarus was going to die. But what Jesus also knew was that he was going to go to him and resurrect him from the dead. It says in John 11 verse 4, when Jesus heard that he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." So Jesus knew what was going on here. Jesus knew that Lazarus was sick and was going to die. And he didn't even rush to go to him. It says that he waited 2 more days before he went to where Lazarus was. So Jesus knew Lazarus was going to die. And Jesus knew that he was going to go to resurrect him from the dead, and it was going to bring glory to God, because Jesus wanted to glorify God. But it's interesting, though Jesus knew that he was the resurrection and the life, and though Jesus knew what he was about to do and resurrect Lazarus, there's these two little words. Jesus wept. Jesus dakruo. So, it might lead you to ask this question, why did Jesus weep? If Jesus knew that he had the power to raise Lazarus from the dead, if he knew he was going to give glory and honor to God, why did Jesus weep? So with that being asked, there are four things that I would like to offer as potential reasons for why I think Jesus wept. The first one is I believe that Jesus wept because he had compassion for Mary, Martha, and the Jews. See, when Jesus went to where Lazarus was at, he was confronted by Martha and then by Mary. Both of them distraught, weeping, coming to him. And it even says that Mary fell to his feet, just weeping, saying, if you would have been here, our brother would not have died. And then we see the Jews come following them, and they're also weeping. They're also in sorrow. And I think Jesus wept because he was moved by their sorrow and their suffering. Jesus had compassion for those who were suffering. And I think that Jesus was provoked by these people and their emotions. Jesus felt the needs that they had. And I think it's important for us to take into account how Jesus responded to these people who were mourning. See, I think that Jesus was also ministering to them by showing compassion, by showing empathy. He was being relational to them. He said, I know what you're going through and I feel that pain with you. And it calls to mind the text of Romans 12:15, which calls us to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And I think it's important for ministry's sake that we have to have compassion for one another. We have to have compassion for those who are in sorrow or those who are in suffering. Especially in a time like this where we're in a world where people are suffering. People are in panic right now. But we need to be like Jesus. We need to have compassion on this world. We need to have compassion on those who are suffering. But I think Romans 12:15 also calls to mind something. That we can't just rejoice with those who rejoice, and we also can't just mourn with those who mourn. We're called to do both. And that's what Jesus did, I believe. He knew Lazarus, Mary, Martha, the Jews, as friends, as loved ones. And he was someone that would spend time, rejoice with them. He would be excited for them and their successes in their lives. But it also shows that he's willing to be there for the hard times as well. And I think it's important for us as believers to remind ourselves that we need to make sure that we're there for the highs and the lows in people's lives. Because if we just go there for the highs, they're going to wonder why you're never there for the lows. But I've also heard a pastor say one time that if you're there for someone when they're mourning, you haven't earned that right. Because people need to know that you love them and that you're there for them and you want to see them succeed. So you earn that time to mourn with them, which is a very intimate time. And I believe that Jesus earned that time. And Jesus wept and showed that he had compassion and reminded us one last thing on this point is that sometimes when someone's grieving or mourning, sometimes You don't need to say a lot. Sometimes less is more. And sometimes people, all they need is you just be there with them and cry with them. Just show them that you're with them and that you care for them. So I think Jesus wept because he had compassion for them. The second reason I believe that Jesus wept was I think Jesus wept because of his hatred of sin and death. I think when Jesus was there with them, Jesus recognized what sin really was. He saw the reality of sin. I know we as fallen people, we can sometimes allow ourselves to dress up sin, or we can get caught up in looking at sin in a specific way. And we can say, this sin is, you know, it's intriguing to me. It's appetizing. It looks so appealing to me. But Jesus knew what was behind that curtain. Jesus saw what the wages of sin was. Jesus knew behind that curtain was sin, death, sorrow, suffering. Jesus knew the reality of sin. And Jesus knew that Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death. And Jesus knew that because all of us have fallen short of the glory of God, we have all sinned. Jesus knew because of sin, death is now a reality in this world. And that the tyranny of death has come into this world where all of us now have to suffer through it, experience it. And Jesus wept because he hated that fact. Jesus hates sin and death. Because death is an evil thing. And if any of you have ever been to a funeral or have ever had to say goodbye to a loved one, or if you've ever been with someone who has lost somebody, then you know that whenever you are in the midst of death, that it's just an evil thing. And Jesus was in the midst of death in this moment. And he was so agitated by this fact that we see in the text that it says that he groaned in the spirit and he was troubled. Jesus is troubled by death. And I think we all should be. We all should be groaning in our spirit by the fact that sin and death is a reality of this world. And we need to remember that death is the enemy. And 1 Corinthians 15:26 tells us that this is the final enemy that Christ will overcome and destroy. Because it's so funny, because Jesus lets us know who he is. See, Jesus says that he is the resurrection and the life. Life directly opposes death. And life was in the midst of death in this moment. And I think Jesus was enraged by that fact because Jesus hated sin and death. So I think we should follow in Jesus' footsteps by saying, we too hate sin and death. So I think that's another reason why Jesus wept. The third is Jesus wept because he loved Lazarus. Jesus cared about Lazarus. He viewed him as a friend. And whenever Lazarus had passed away, he knew that death had taken his friend. Some of us know exactly what that's like to lose a close friend. And as I said, as we're going through this global pandemic, there will be some of us that are going to have to say goodbye to our friends. And we have to experience the fact that death is taking those we love. And Jesus wept because he knew that death had taken Lazarus, who he loves. He loved Lazarus so much. Because Jesus wanted what was best for Lazarus. That's what it means to love somebody. To want what is absolutely the best for that person. To have that agape, unconditional love for someone. And Jesus wanted what was best for him. But he also wants what is best for you. Jesus loves you. Jesus doesn't like the fact that you might be going through suffering. Jesus doesn't like if you suffer and go through and experience death. Jesus weeps over this. Jesus weeps for this world right now as we go through suffering, as we have to say goodbye to certain people that are loved ones. Because Jesus wants what is best. Because he knew when he created this world, he made it good. And his will for our lives was to have eternal life. But the reality is that sin entered the world. And now we have to go through something that our Creator and our God never wanted for us. And that's what it means for Jesus to love someone. Jesus didn't want death for us. He wanted perfect peace and joy and eternal life. So I think Jesus wept because he loved Lazarus and didn't want this to happen to him. The fourth and final point is I think Jesus wept because he knew the cost. See, Jesus knew when he was about to go to that tomb, he knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Jesus knew by raising and saving Lazarus, what he was doing was sealing his own fate. Jesus knew that when he resurrected his friend, he was going to die just a couple weeks later. Because following the text that I read today, we see that the Pharisees, immediately after this miracle occurs for Lazarus, it says that the Pharisees, from that day on, plotted to put him to death. And I think Jesus wept because he knew what was about to occur. Jesus wept because he knew that the person who is the resurrection and the life was going to have to suffer and experience death for himself. So Jesus knew the cost. But I think the reason he really wept is because he was willing to pay the cost. Jesus knew that whenever they came to arrest him, to persecute him, and to kill him, Jesus knew that he was going to let them. Jesus was willing to become sin for us, even though he never knew sin. Jesus was willing to die for us and take our penalty because of his love for us. And Jesus was willing to be hung on a tree, which means to become accursed for our sake. So Jesus wept because he knew the cost and that he was willing to pay the cost. He was willing to become sin, to suffer death, and to become accursed for you. And that's what the gospel presents to us and proclaims. The gospel tells us that God loves us and that he sent his son, Jesus, to die on our behalf. So that though we may die physically, we can have eternal life in Christ. Because on that third day, he rose from the dead. So Jesus shows us, because of the gospel message, that he is the resurrection and the life. And these two simple words, Jesus wept, point us to the gospel. Because Jesus wept lets us know that we have a God that has compassion for us. We have a God that loves us. We have a God that hates the fact that we are experiencing sin and death in this world. And we have a God who is willing to pay the cost for us. So when we see the shortest verse in the Bible, when we read these two little words, we are reminded that it is so powerful and it reveals how loving and how good and how awesome our God is. So Jesus wept. Jesus da cruo. Remember, God loves you and he has given us life. Let us pray. Father, we come to you right now and we're grateful for this time to be in your word. And Father, I pray that this message has stirred up the spirit and the hearts and the minds of yours who are listening today. And Father, I pray that this message would just be applied to our lives and that we would remember that through suffering, through sorrow, through death, you weep for us because you love us. And you care for us and you didn't want this for us, Lord. But though you weep, you know the joy that comes in you. And that death for those who believe and place their faith in you, Lord, that it's not the end. But because of you and what you were willing to do on our behalf, through faith, we have eternal life. So Father, I pray that you be with those who are suffering. I pray that you take this virus from the world and that you end it. That you will just give peace and joy to this suffering world today. And that you allow those who are your people, I pray that they would go out, that they would share your love, your gospel message, and that they would have compassion on this world. That they would minister to this world. Father, I put all of this in your loving hands. In Jesus' name, amen.